by slavers to be paid in a plan to cause innocence doom. But the child was cunning and resented the scheme, and prayed to the cosmos who spoke in his dreams, told him how to be free and cause his captors doom by breaking the airlocks in each of their rooms. And he hid in the bridge while they decompressed, and left with the travelers that he freed from duress. And he soared between comets and planetoids, hurtling through the vacuum of space. He united world governments, no matter how paranoid, and provided a future for every sapient race. Thousands of star systems freed by his deeds. By the time he was only 15, he listened to people and cared for their needs, if they were fleshy like him or sentient steam. But every new alien, no matter how odd, held this belief despite creed or god. Time was moving too fast with still too much to do. If things kept drifting apart, well then it had to be argued. Space would expand until things went cold. Any option to stop it would be desperate and bold. And he soared between comets and planetoids, hurtling through the vacuum of space. He united world governments, no matter how paranoid, and provided a future sapient race. So the hero recalled his new friends and old allies in order galactic like never before. Planets and space stations all to be utilized to master reality, stop death at the door. We build the machine the size of a star. All scientists gather, no journey too far. The tests are complete and we await the machine to bring us oblivion, or our eternal dreams. And the hero that gave us the dream and the choice and risk, we accepted all with one voice. And he soared between comets and planetoids, hurtling through the vacuum of space. He united world governments, no matter